Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang and I am your rainbows and lollipops host because it turns out that I am all out of fairy dust. Now, I have had a great deal of time recently to spend with my older sons, driving to and from some adventures, and that's actually where I got the idea for the fairy dust. The time has been even more precious because they're spending most of their summer away this year working at camp, and then they're going to be off to college before I know it. We were in the car together for hours, and I am not big on listening to the radio while I drive. I enjoy the sound of wheels on pavement. It makes room for the imagination to roam or for conversation to flow. Have I mentioned that I'm not normal? Believe me, they reminded me. From our adventures, we did have a little imagination and a whole lot of conversation. We talked about random stuff, including very detailed descriptions about the actors that would be featured in the live adaptation of The Road to El Diablo and also Atlantis. We talked about budgets and how to manage the funds they would be earning over the summer. We shared stories about life and the things that happen when you're wandering through it. We argued because that's what happens when you trap two hard-headed individuals in the car for hours. And my middle son constantly tried to call a truce. And we laughed. And I mean, we laughed a lot. Tuning out the radio and tuning into each other made a way for us to invest in each other. If I want to develop lasting relationships, then I have to be willing to make those kinds of investments on a consistent basis. I need to lay a foundation on which I can build the relationships. The foundation begins with five choices that I make. One, I have to choose to be real, to reveal the real me that is uniquely designed and not all that normal. Two, I have to choose to be vulnerable, allowing the openness to make way for connections. Three, I have to choose to be sincere in the words I use and the actions I take. Four, I have to choose to be quiet and speak with a soft voice or to say nothing at all if there's nothing nice to say. And five, I have to choose to be positive and find the possibilities in all that I meet. It starts with the real me. That time that I spent with my sons in the car, that was the real me. It was not a mom trying to be cool for her sons. It was not a mom trying to present an image that would make the sons think more highly of her. It was just me being me. Bad puns, snark, and all. I've learned that is one of the most important things I can do with my sons, and that's to be genuine, the genuine me, with them. I want them to see who I really am so that they can feel confident in showing me who they really are. When I put on airs with them or with anyone, then I put air between me and them. I cause there to be a distance that limits the ability to grow the relationships. My dad and I spend hours sitting on the back porch, sharing, laughing, just talking. And it's because he invested many hours being real and genuine with me over the years. That's what I'm investing in with my sons. I know that when I followed the Beatitudes of relationship foundations, then the ones that I build will stand the test of time. My Beatitudes for relationships are simple. One, be genuine. Take the Popeye stand in life and declare I am who I am. I am a positive person. I do believe in rainbows. I stand bold in that place that is uniquely me. Two, be open. Dare to step into a position where you can get hurt, because those are the places that give roots to relationships. Three, be honest. Play with an open hand and let others see what you're holding. Expect some negatives, but refuse to become one of them because of them. Four, be considerate. Be aware of how things affect, reflect on self and on others, and proceed with a cautious optimism. And five, be willing. Investment is required to grow relationships, but it will also take away from the limited resources I have. I have to be willing to make that sacrifice. Everything that I do that is worth doing or that provides lasting results, everything has its roots in relationships. The business I try to build, the words that I seek to share, and even the courses I want to teach or to take, they all have been and will be affected by the relationships in and around my life. We are designed to be in relationships. We have a need and a desire to connect with others, but also to grow those connections with something deeper. This is the foundation to what we grow up in our lives and for our lives. These Beatitudes, be genuine, be open, be honest, be considerate, be willing, they're not new, although I do give my unique twist to them. And they're not secrets, although some days I think people are trying to pretend they don't exist. They are simple ideas that can make something as complicated as relationship a little easier to grow. I can build relationships if I'm willing. If I'm willing to be who I really am, if I'm willing to be honest in pursuit, if I'm willing to be considerate of other people, if I'm just willing to make the investment, it comes back to me. The relationships that I want to grow are determined by what I am willing to do to get those relationships growing. I may be designed for relationships, but that does not always mean I put my best foot forward when it comes to forging those relationships. I fall back into my put on the best face conditioning that I received from my Southern Belle grandmother. Even though I've studied about the value of relationships, and I know that the way to grow up relationships has not changed in the last several centuries, despite the changes in technology, the fact that it hasn't changed and that I know what I'm supposed to do, I still find myself there at times, there in that place of put on your best face instead of putting on your real face. My son has been bringing friends over a lot lately, sometimes without even any notice whatsoever. So I'm just, all of a sudden, they're here. I found myself trying to be a little more or do a little more because that's what I'm supposed to do, right? I'm supposed to entertain, or I'm supposed to play hostess. That Southern upbringing that valued the importance of appearance just kicks right in. It's almost like I don't have control. But the more they've showed up and the longer they've stayed, the less that valued importance has been kicking in. I've started to relax enough to be as natural around them as I am around my own sons. Now the friends are beginning to encounter the real me, the genuine article, uncut and unedited. Well, at least as unedited as I prefer to ever show up. There are just some things that should be left in the cage. The important thing is that I've stepped up my game. Or maybe that would be stepped away from the game. I've stopped putting on airs, and in doing so, I've made it possible for them to cross through that air that I built up between us. When I stop being something that I'm not really, then I begin to create a path for genuine relationships to grow. One, I have to choose to be the real me. The other day, some friends stopped in for a visit, and in the middle of the visit, the phone rang. I noticed them both grinning and whispering while I was on the phone, and when I hung up, I asked them about it. And one of them said, "You have a phone voice." began to notice that not only did I have a phone voice, but I also had an in public voice. I began to take purposeful actions to limit those types of appearances of my put on the best face, and instead to take a bold step into the real and authentic me. That means I sometimes say y'all. That means that sometimes I make jokes in what others would consider serious situations. That means that I pray in public and around people that barely know me. People are learning what to expect from me, at least as much as I know what to expect from me, because I'm practicing the be attitude for a relationship that says I need to be real. 2, be open. Reveal the nerves, expose the heart. Try not to hold back the essence of who you are. My son likes to walk barefoot in the summer, and on most of our property, there is a sandy cushion that gives a layer for his feet to land. There are also patches of briar grass, prickly little buds that make frolicking through the grass an unpleasant experience. He still walks barefoot, despite the negatives that I know he's going to encounter, because it's only when he does that that he can feel the sand under his feet. He says it's worth the risk of encountering the few patches of briar grass. I need to be exposed in my life despite the negatives that I will encounter in my life, because it's only when I'm open that I can truly experience that comforting feeling of relationships. 3, I have to be honest. I have to tell the truth about everything to everyone. Now, that doesn't mean giving opinions about everything. It just means I need to stop telling things that are not completely true or that are not true at all. If I'm telling the truth, then I don't have to worry about remembering the stories because it's the truth. Besides, people always have a way of finding the truth, especially if I'm investing in covering it up. I need to play with an open hand, to tell people when others are paying for my endorsement, or to tell people when I've struggled in my triumphs or struggled to get out of the mess I've made in my journey. This doesn't mean that I have to tell all that I've done to every person I encounter every single time. It just means that I need to make an attempt to be upfront from the beginning. Trust is built on truth, and truth is vital, and trust is vital to any foundation for relationships. 4, I need to be considerate. It's important to think about how what I say or what I do will impact others or reflect upon their journey. We live in a world where the I is the most important. I require, I demand, I need. It doesn't matter what might crumble around the actions or the attitudes of I. Just because it seems like a good idea does not mean that it is a good idea. Just because it is possible does not mean that it should be permissible. Just because I can does not mean I should. A foundation for relationships is set when I make the choice to think of others before I take the action that will affect others. 5, I need to be willing, because until I am willing to invest, I will never be in a position to grow relationships. Nothing worth having happens overnight. It will take time. It will take effort. It will take resources, and it's up to me to step out and invest. Setting a foundation for relationships is about making the way for a connection to set roots and to grow up into something strong and something lasting. It's about revealing me so that I can encounter the real you. It's about investing in the potential that happens when I meet a new person. It is about putting the other person ahead of me and to think, how can I be of service, of assistance to the journey that the other person has taken? That is the foundation for relationships. It is something beyond I and beyond the comprehension of the world, because it is not of this world. Many years ago, I watched a great film that included the song Rainbow Connection. It was sung by that great green actor, Kermit the Frog. He's sitting in the swamp dreaming about something more, and he knows that there are others out there that dream of something more. That's what the song is sharing, the hope of possibility and connections. I do not know Kermit the Frog personally, but I can feel a connection to that dream when I hear him sing the song. I believe in the possibilities, and I embrace the idea that others dream of the possibilities as well. When I meet those others and I begin to invest in knowing them and allowing them to know me, then I take that rainbow connection and create something solid. Jesus stressed the importance of relationships as well. First, a relationship with God, and then a relationship with man. And the story where this telling of relationships is featured in three of the four Gospels, in Luke 10, Matthew 22, and Mark 12. Jesus is confronted by the lawyers of the day and asked to give the most important commandment. Jesus answers with love. He says, first love God with all you are and with all you have, and then love others through this love of God. Jesus goes on to say that on these two things, on these abilities to love, everything else rests. When I take the time to invest in relationships and to grow up this type of love, a love that puts others before self, a love that puts others before I, then I will have the foundation for solid relationships. Relationships that not only strengthen me, but last beyond the normal explanations and expectations of the world, because these types of relationships will not be founded in the limitations of the world, but in agape, in sacrificial, you-focused love. Paul talks about how to set a foundation for relationships in Galatians 5, when he reminds us that we are not called just to be free. Although we have been made free through the love choices of Christ, this freedom that we have been given and that we've chosen to receive, it's set before us so that we have the way and the focus to serve others. It's not about self. It's not about I. It's about love. And through that love, it is about service. James warns of what happens when relationships are not fostered. James 3:16 holds this warning according to the King James translation. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. See, when I give I the control, then everything begins to crumble around me. James goes on to provide hope, though, in verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. This is how I live a genuine life in a nutshell. I keep my focus on the wisdom from above. It's not about what I think. It's not about what I see. It is about a focused concentration on what is been left for me to learn so that I can live out a life in this world. It is about a focus on that wisdom that God has provided and that direction that comes from that wisdom. I can live out a genuine life despite the warnings of the world and what's going to happen when I make that choice, because God has said I can and God has shown me the way. Thank you so much for joining me as we work through this process of laying a solid foundation for building up relationships. I know that when I put in the effort to grow something lasting, then it will be stronger and more powerful than I can even begin to imagine, especially and most importantly when it is founded in that wisdom from above. I do hope you'll take some time to share your own journey with me. Please feel free to email me with any questions, comments, thoughts, stories. You can email me at radio@katherinelang.com. Be sure to visit the website and read some of the blog posts, make some comments. Let's engage and connect at www.katherinelang.com. And while you're there, sign up for the Reflections and Hopes newsletter. You'll get a free download of the scripture schedule that I talk about so often, and you can find that at katherinelang.com/reflections. I would love to connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet by searching for Katherine C. Lang, or on Facebook, I'm The Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's at Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's The Katherine C. Lang. You can also listen to the syndicated broadcast of Growing Hope and the podcast at katherinelang.com/on-air. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world. Be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang. Katherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Katherine's website at www.katherinelang.com. That's www.katherinelang.com. Katherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Katherine with queries or questions at contactus@katherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.katherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Katherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.